Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jacob with the JDT Podcast. And of course, we are in a new location. As I told you, I am still deployed, so don't hold that against me, please. But we are diving right into this next episode, new topic. And yes, I have my window open so you can enjoy the waves as I speak to you and put you up on game. Today's episode is about living in the process. So living in the process, you know, there are a lot of moments where we get caught up in our process and our thought process, you know. So in those moments, we have to understand that our life equals our own race. And it means that we are not the same as our peers. We're not on the same path as our peers, the people we may work with, our friends, our family members, anyone else in our life. We are solely on a journey for ourselves. A lot of times I used to get caught up in hating on someone else. I used to be a hater. Yes, I am guilty, as many of us are. But who is willing to actually admit that, first of all? And who is willing to accept the fact that they understand where their issues lie and that they know where they are coming from and understanding as to where they feel as if they need to hate on someone? As I look down to refer to my notes, please forgive me, but this portion is literally coming from my heart. This is about myself, and it's coming from myself as all of my other speeches do, but this one right now is living really, really heavy on my mindset, on my heart, on just myself in general, due to the fact that I sometimes forget. I forget that I have my own process. And forgive me if I may feel as if I'm coming off with so much emotion, and I may come off hard. I may come off kind of tense, but in this moment right now, we must understand that we have to live in our process. We have to trust our own journey. We must know that in this moment, it is our journey. It is our process. It is our steps that will continue us forward. It will push us to a path and a region that we may not have even expected for ourselves. We did not know that we were able to accomplish objectives and achievements to get us to a higher region. So yes, I am talking to myself, but I am also talking and sharing this story with you. I'm sharing this episode with you because I feel that as long as I touch one person with this moment, with this episode, with the words that I need to say and share, then that is all right by me. I did not make this podcast to become famous or become someone who is a social media influencer. I made this podcast to express my life stories and my journeys and the path that I have taken to just go through life and experience life. And sometimes it gets hard as hell. It is difficult. I am a Black man. I am willing to admit that. It is difficult as hell when you have so many objectives and so many people against you. And you must understand that you need to live your process. You need to run your race. You need to walk your path. So I won't waste any more time ranting or expressing my emotions by going off on a tyrant or just going off in general. I'm going to dive right into this. So I hope you all enjoy the background as well, but more important, I hope you enjoy this discussion that I want to open up. So as I expressed, this conversation is about, and this episode is about, living in the process. As I refer to my notes here on my iPad, please forgive me as I look down. But my first point is, do not get caught up in looking at what you think is that someone else has, because you only see what they want you to see. And we have so many different venues and options to see into what we may believe is someone else's life. And you only see what they allow you to see. regardless of if their page is on private or if their page is just wide open, you only see what that person allows you to see via their post. So, and even if it's not even on social media, even if it's in life with someone who you encounter on a daily, you will only see what that person wants you to see. And as much as I attempt and enjoy reading people and being able to understand people, whether if they're Black or they're white, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific, whatever their race may be, Black, white, yellow, orange, brown, whatever it is, I enjoy being able to read into someone and be able to understand why they may do the things that they do, why they may speak the way that they speak, why they may act in a certain moment in the way that they act. And I have to understand at times that I cannot allow myself to get caught up in what they're allowing me to see or what they're presenting to me, because they're only allowing me to see what they want me to see. And as deceiving as it is, the world is a tricky and scary place. And due to what I've been through in life, the challenges that I've faced, the people that I've encountered in life, it is at times for you to become someone who is able to be trusted by someone else, you must show them reasons that they can trust you. You must be able to be someone who fits in, I guess I could say, to for them to be able to allow you in deeper, you know. And I just want to speak to my younger self, to others who may listen and watch these videos. Do not allow yourself to fall victim into believing that someone's life is only what you see on social media. That was my downfall at a point in time in my life. And as I stand to you in front of you today at 27 years old, I am someone who has fallen victim to believing that social media at one point in time was someone else's actual life, that they're actually enjoying these times each and every time that they go out, that they're actually enjoying each and every trip that they take just to be a social media influencer or someone who may look like they have a luxurious life, even if they are actually hating every moment of their life. I've spoken to people who are quote unquote social media influencers who have over 85,000 followers or 200,000 up to 1 million followers on social media. I know people with this following, you know, and one person that I know, I will not mention a name, but one person that I know who is actually above 900,000 followers, stated to me that sometimes they wish that they could change their roles in life to become someone who didn't have finances, who didn't grow up with financially stable parents, who had to actually live a difficult upbringing due to the fact that they wouldn't assume or believe that success is so easy. And based on their physical appearance and not the person that they are physically what we may call a beautiful or attractive person, but their soul is dark. And these are not my words that I'm saying. This is from that individual themselves. They deal with daily challenges to where they are sometimes lost, to where they don't want to get out of bed, to where they feel as if if they step outside at a certain time that is too early, and they may run into someone that they don't want to see because of how they have harassed them or caused trauma or pain in their life in the past, you know. So do not get caught up in what you are being presented, but only remember that you are you, and that this path and journey that you are on called life is solely yours. And it is yours for the taking. It is yours to make whatever you want to make out of it. It is yours to believe and understand that you are going to be you, and you are the only person who can be you. So do the best damn job at being you that you can do. Why hesitate? Why wait? Why slow down for someone else who's living a life that they don't want to even live? You must understand that it's people in areas of the world and in regions of the world that wish they had what you had, and you can't even enjoy it because you don't want it. Be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for your upbringing. Be thankful for life, because there are many and numerous people losing their lives for things that they actually didn't do, for trying to follow someone else, and for trying to be someone that they are not. So be yourself. All I can do is be the best Jacob that I can be. All I can do is that. And follow my religious beliefs, follow my own mental understanding and my heart, and be the best version of me that I can be. You know, and sometimes it is difficult. It does get trying at times. But all you can do to advance yourself is just be the best version of you. The challenge that we face is wanting our process to be moved at a faster pace than we are prepared for. We expect that just because we start new journeys and new tasks, that we are just going to fall into instant success, instant stardom, instant gratification. And when it does not happen, we fall victim to our thoughts and our doubts. And even other words from people that do not solely matter to our journey, to our lives, to our past that we are on right now. I used to listen to what everyone said as if their opinion mattered. That was my downfall. That was when I became a version of myself that did not matter, that did not help improve who I am today, you know? And when I was portraying to be this person who thought that he was successful because of a few minor accomplishments and objectives that I had set for myself, who I thought to be someone who was able to do all of these different things, I fell victim fast. I fell off of my high horse. I fell off of my mountaintop. I fell off of the steeple that I was on because I had boasted myself so high that no one was even holding me anymore. I was at a mental levitation, if we could say. And I felt lost internally. I feel lost now at times, but that is life. It is time to grow and be able to understand that we are at times, periods, and places where we must understand what we feel internally, what we feel mentally, and what we feel spiritually. You have to tie all three of those meanings together to be able to understand your process, your purpose, and who you are. I used to be so lost. I still am lost at times. I am guilty of that. I still am lost. And at times it does get overwhelming. It definitely does. And I guess I know I won't fall victim. I will not fall victim. At no point will I ever think of harming myself or harming the gifts that have been harbored into my soul, my heart, my mind, my spirit, into me, because it makes me me. And at the end of the day, when I understand who I am and I tie into myself, I begin to uplift my spirit and fight with myself. I have these bouts, these rounds, round one, two, and three, and so on and so forth, to where I must deal with myself first to be able to continue on my path. It doesn't matter if you're running, jogging, walking, sprinting, crawling, barely pulling on, as long as you're fighting forward, you are on your process. Do not worry about who is or what is to your right. Do not worry about who or what is to your left. Your goal is to move forward. You have to understand that. The true challenge is going through times when you don't receive the instant gratification. And so many of us are making ourselves look like clowns, looking like an ass, in the meaning of a donkey, I'll say, but looking just outright goofy due to the fact that we are trying to find instant stardom via YouTube, social media, Instagram, Twitter, and that's not our purpose. Some may strike success with that, but that's just for the some. You are meant to be on a different path. You are meant to be doing something more meaningful, with more longevity, with more success to it. But you have to understand that the path that you're on is not necessarily for you. You're following someone else's dream. You're following what someone else said, oh yeah, I believe this would be right for you, instead of following what your mind and your heart and your soul says. You have to understand that tying yourself into a situation just because what someone else dictated was right for you is not right for you, unless you feel that it's right for you. And knowing that you're doing something that is right for you, it relaxes your mind. It soothes you. It soothes you to a point to where you are able to know that when you wake up in the morning, you are doing something that you solely enjoy, that your heart enjoys, that your mind enjoys, that your spirit enjoys, because of the fact it is your purpose. It is your place. It is what you are meant and placed here to do. I've spent time listening to public speakers, in which one speaker, one of my favorite speakers, and again, I will not say a name, he stated this: instead of setting goals, which after they are completed, for the most part, most people go away from after it is done, start setting tasks and objectives, which is what I like to call a power word. But start setting tasks and objectives, because once you complete that task and once you have success with that objective, you will continue to strive forward and move forward and push yourself even harder to go toward another task and objective in that same playing field, in that area. Which, all right, let's use this for an example. Say I want to be an engineer. My goal is, after I graduate high school, to become an engineer. I know I need to go to college. I know I need to major in some form of engineering. But I also know that after I obtain my degree in engineering, that I need to go further. Now I must find a job. Okay, after I obtain the job, now I must figure out how to set myself aside from just being a basic engineer. Basic. Being basic is no longer the mediocre level. Being basic is now down here, and this is your totem pole right here. Basic is here, mediocre is here, average is here, but we are trying to be above average. We are trying to be superior. We are trying to be goal and trendsetters. We are trying to be objectives. We are trying to be, let's see, we're trying to be a trailblazer or a trendsetter. So in order to do that, you must go above and beyond. You must be the prototype. You have to be the prototype, meaning you're doing everything in a new way, a new form, and a new fashion, but you are also setting the standard for your field. And once you start to set the standard for your field, you will then see and soon understand that you are the standard. No one can hold you back from being what you want to be. You are the only person that stops you. You are the only one that can hold yourself back. You're the only person who will then stop yourself due to either bad choices, bad decisions, bad path followings, bad followings of other personnel who are not even on the same journey as you. Because, oh, you thought it was cool for a moment, but now, as you're 5 to 10 years down the road, you understand that you made a bad decision. You didn't make a dumb decision, because at the end of the day, that was your decision. You didn't make a dumb decision because you still learned from that decision. Okay, although you might have done a little jail time, you might have gotten set back, you might have been pushed in reverse. Your car might have started rolling down the hill in a decline, as I like to call it. But you understand that you pushed and set yourself back. Now is the time for you to hit that reset button. I have a reset button in which I press just about damn near every week, you know, but I also have the reset button that I press every month, every year, every quarter, but it is solely for myself to reset and understand that I am not what I used to be that quarter ago, that quarter of a year ago, last year, last week, last month. I'm not what I used to be because I have set and learned and understood new objectives. I have understood that I need to be the man that I want to be. I have set the objectives and the task and everything so high for myself that I cannot afford a setback any longer. I will not allow myself to fall victim to someone who kills themselves mentally, spiritually, and physically. After a while, after you're starting to kill yourself in your earthly form, your soul is going to be like, okay, I can't take any more of this, and then prepare its descent to wherever it goes, whatever you may believe in. But I am here to tell you this today. I guarantee y'all, if y'all saw me, let's say in 2013, almost 10 years ago, 2014, you would understand that once you come to the acceptance of not being the person that you used to be and understanding who you are as a person and your purpose, you will then know, you will solely know that you are on to bigger and better things. Success is a hell of a thing, but you have to set these task objectives and achievements for yourself to be able to achieve it. Success is what you make it. Your process is what you want it to be. But at the end of the day, we are not here to compete and compare because you already know that you don't compete when you can't compare. So we are here to set ourselves aside from everyone else's race. We are here to push ourselves off of what everyone else is doing. And we are here to push ourselves forward. We're here to thrust ourselves up to a point that no one else can follow because this is not their path. It is our journey. It is our success. It's our goal, our monumental factors to be able to understand that we are who we are and we are no one else. So don't follow anyone else. Don't try to belong to someone else's understanding. Do not try to put yourselves in someone else's shoes because you are here to solely follow your shoes. You're here to solely step into your shoes, your souls, walk your path and your journey to be able to find success for yourself. Because what success for you is different for success for someone else. It's different paths. It's different objectives. It's different goals and achievements. That's what I really want you to understand here. Your brain is your biggest opponent. That is one thing that I honestly did not understand until this most recent year. Honestly, your brain is your worst enemy in cases because your brain knows your weak points. Your brain knows your limitations or what you may believe are your limitations. And your brain knows your fears and your doubts. So in order to push past a spot that you have never been to, you must fixate or callous your mind. I go to the gym. I have calluses on my hand, as you can tell. So you must callous your brain to be able to know that you are going to push past its limitations. You're willing to push your body. If it means staying up longer than used to and getting less rest, if it means working harder, whether that's physically, mentally, or spiritually, if it means any of that, but it also means your success, your upthrust, your whatever you want to call it, if it means any of that, do it. Fixate your mind on fixating your mind, pushing yourself to a new level, a new path, a region that it has never been before. I enjoy hiking, right? Not due to the fact of the, well, aside from enjoying the workout side that comes from it, but also being able to climb on a monument, a point where a piece of land said, this is my peak. And being able to stand on top of that peak, that that piece of land said, all right, this is my limit. This is as high as I can go. Whoever gets on top of this is better than me. That's how I look at hiking, right? This piece of land or this fixture stated that this is as high as I can go. This is my peak. This is my point. This is it for me. Whoever climbs to the top of me, hey, I guess you're better than me. That is how I look at it. Not as proclaiming myself to be better than someone else, but as to be able to go past a peak from the past, because that fixture, that mountaintop, that high point, that peak was there long before I was here, but I was able to achieve it and climb to the top of it. I was able to spiritually and physically find success in beating someone else's peak. But the only thing that you must realize out of what I just said is the only peak that you must beat is yours. I'm here right now. By next week, I plan on being here. And the week after that, I plan on being here and here and here and so on and so forth. So you must understand that. It is time to stand toe-to-toe with your process. You must face your fears. You must understand that each and every one of us are in a league of our own. You're in your own league, not the NBA, the NFL, the MLB. But you must understand that you are in a league of your own. We will not accept a no or that I'm tired excuse anymore, because they are simply excuses. You must understand that it is time to push forward and surpass the old you. It is no longer about thinking you will get there or in about seeing yourself knowing that you have been through hard times or knowing that tough times are upon you. But it's about the old you. It's about making that old you happy that set these objectives in your life in the first place. The only reason that it is on your mind so much is because a piece of you still wants and needs that gratification. You still need that success. You still need to reach and achieve that goal. So don't let down the old you. Because at the end of the day, the old you is still with you. Every part of you from each year to come of your life. I don't care if you're one, you can date back to 1 month. I don't care if you're 20, you can date back to when you was two. You can date back to when, even if you're 65, 75, 85, hell, even I have a great uncle that's 102. He still has moments to where he will flash back and go back to times when he was 22. So he remembers that young man, or in his mind now, which is probably seen as a little boy, who had these goals and objectives set out for himself. You cannot let that person down, regardless of where you are currently. You must always remember, prevail, and understand that you are in a league of your own. You are your own trailblazer and pathfinder. So set the path for yourself and gain your success. Achieve your objectives and set your tasks to a point to where only you can make them. I appreciate you all for the success. I challenge you all to take this message and implement it into your life. I also wanted to open up for people to either DM me on Instagram or comment, like on YouTube, and place your comment as to messages that you would like to either hear or something that you want to talk to me about, because I enjoy hearing stories from each and every one of you. I appreciate all of you all's like just passion and motivation. And continue, this is our race and our journey. So continue to stay in a league of your own. Peace.